And I would like to open a work session for the purpose of adopting the committee rules. You will notice, colleagues, that this is not the amended version. It is the original version. So.
I'm happy for that. Thank you.
So I would take it, Representative Tomei, you'd be willing to make the motion for adoption, would you?
So moved.
Okay. Representative Tomei has moved adoption of the rules. Is there any discussion? Is there any objections? Hearing none, the rules are adopted.
We
just did. There was no dissent.
No objection.
You objection. You said no discussion.
No, I said no discussions. Oh. Are there any objections?
Oh, got it. So okay, sorry.
You gotta listen really quick sometimes.
Right.
Move it.
This is not going to be a long meeting. I think I would like to start out by saying, you know, I've had some committee chairs ask me why I schedule meetings ahead of time with all members of my committee. Because not everybody does that, and the reason is that we have to work as a team, and we need to, you know, I need to start developing that relationship. Fortunately, I do have not as many freshmen this time as I had last time, so that should help us, I think. So maybe we'll start off with Representative Anderson and kind of give a brief intro of yourself and background and why you're here and what your passion is, just so we can all kind of have a sense of it.
Well, I'm Gordon Anderson. I'm from District 3, which is Grants Pass and Josephine County, Cave Junction, essentially. Practiced dentistry for about 35 years and asked for this committee because of the being a health provider. I have a major interest in seeing many of the folks who are not covered with health care at this point, developing programs where some of the working poor will be brought on. I am concerned greatly about the mentally ill and would like very much to see us solve some of the problems that we're facing right now in the short term, solve them on a long-term basis.
Good. Representative Dalto.
I'm Billy Dalto, and I represent Oregon House District 21, which is here in Salem, East Salem, and portions of South Salem. I asked to be on the Health Committee because I think in the last 2 years have developed a passion for human services and for seniors, people with disabilities, and the care for those populations. Last legislative session, I was an aide to State Representative Jackie Winters, and she really exposed me to a world that I was not familiar with in the healthcare area. And like I said, I have really developed a passion to make sure that these populations are protected. I think it's important at this point in Oregon's evolution as a state to start coming up with a long-term vision of how we're going to care for seniors as the baby boomers retire. You know, we're having a tremendous healthcare crisis, I think, right now in many respects, but it's not going to be anything in comparison to the situation that's going to occur when that boomer population retires in earnest in about a decade. So I would love to see us sort of craft a coordinated long-term vision to know how we're going to move forward in the future, and that's one of the things I'd like to see from this committee. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Tomei.
Thank you, Chair. I'm Carolyn Tomei from Milwaukee and Southeast Portland, and I'm a psychiatric social worker and worked with children and families throughout my professional life, and I feel very committed to the issues that these two gentlemen to my right have also articulated, and I'm just delighted to hear that, and it will be great fun to be working with you. I also have a large number of seniors in my community, and I feel very committed to services for seniors. I've been getting a lot of phone calls from people who are also mentally ill, and many seniors are going to be losing many of the services that they've had, and I feel very concerned about that, and we'll be working to provide services to the most needy in our state. And I feel like part of my job is to comfort the afflicted, but also to afflict the comfortable. And I hope we're doing that in this
committee. I'm going to think about that one. Representative
Westland. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, my chair.
I'm Representative Ben Westland. I'm from District 53, which is pretty much all of Deschutes County, with the exception of the city limits of Bend. The reason I sit on this committee, and I'm proud to sit on this committee, I think is the same reason that every member is here. And I think it speaks well for the legislature that of the 90 of us, there's fully 87 or 88, and on a good day, all of us. But I know every member on this committee, and I know the reason they're here, and it's the same reason I'm here. And it can all be summed up in two words, and that is, we care. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Representative Mona Sanderson.
I'm delighted, Mr. Chair, to be on this committee with you again. And I am Lori Mona Sanderson, State Representative for Gresham. I am a registered nurse, and for 20 years of that, I was a public health nurse. Prevention is extremely important to me. Prescription drugs and the high cost of drugs is very important to me. The nursing shortage is very important to me. The Oregon Health Plan is very important to me. There are so many issues that you've already stated that are also important to me, and hopefully we'll be able to deal with some of those issues. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative Barker.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Jeff Barker, and I'm elected out of House District 28, which is in the Beaverton, Aloha area. I'm delighted to be on this committee. I don't want to repeat everything, but it's pretty much one. It's either the good or bad about being the last one in line. You don't need to, either you can repeat it or you don't need to. But I'm really concerned about the vulnerable citizens here in Oregon. And I'm a retired policeman. I was a policeman for 31 years in Oregon, over 31 years. And I've seen the families that are working hard and just can't take care of themselves medically. And I want to help working in conjunction and, of course, across party lines this year, this session, to get things done to help the citizens of Oregon. Thank you.
Sandy, would you like to say something?
I'm Sandy Teeley Serka, Committee Administrator. I've been with the Assembly since 1997. I've worked in Health and Human Services and Natural Resource Area, and I'm very excited to be working with this committee this session. Thank you.
Okay, and Mara, do you want to say anything, or are you just going to sit there and type?
My name is Mara McGraw. I'm a brand new committee assistant, and I'm doing my best to learn the new sound system. And I'm also really excited to be here because I have a deep interest in issues of health and
okay. Committee, we are, while Mara is clearly new, I think she is clearly very well qualified, and I think we have excellent staff. And please take advantage of them when you need to, and I encourage that as long as I get first call on them. So a couple little things. You have received a copy of Oregon's Future magazine. The reason I'm giving that to you, this is all about healthcare this time. There's some really good perspectives in here on different aspects of the healthcare system. And there is one really quality article in here on our healthcare system that, I wonder what page that's on. Yeah, I don't know, but if you look for it, you'll find it. I think it's wonderful because I wrote it. we will be doing some
page
background.
24.
Huh?
Page 24.
Okay. We will be doing some background stuff and some 30,000 foot view stuff probably starting not next week, but the week after, and just kind of give you, well, by the way, I'm Jeff Cruz, and this is my third session chairing this committee. So, and it has been, Health and Human Services have become a real passion for me over the course of my time in the legislature, so I'm really honored to still be here doing this. Next week in this committee, starting Monday, we're going to have the Department of Human Services in to talk about the House Bill 5100 cuts, implications, and part of my intention there is to see if we can find alternatives to what's on the table. That will extend into Wednesday and maybe into Friday if need be, with public testimony from the provider network. And you need to know, folks, that whether 28 passes or not, it doesn't solve really any problems. So we need to take a hard look at that and hard look at the impacts of those cuts. And I've been committed for a long time to trying to find alternatives to the reduction in service delivery that's on the table. So that's going to be our book of business for next week. And the week after that, I mean, we're going to spend next week looking at this biennium, and hopefully past that we can start moving into the next biennium and looking at the issues that are going to come before this committee. And there will be many and varied. The first thing we're going to take on once we get past the overviews that we're going to need to do is the Oregon Health Plan. That's first order of business, and looking at potential modifications of the Medicaid waiver and some restructuring things. Health and Human Services is going to be in a kind of a different environment this time around, because there are two committees in the House and two committees in the Senate that are involved in aspects of it. And the other committee in the House is Representative Westland's Audit Committee. I sit on that committee, and he sits on mine. So you know, we're going to be in a collaborative arrangement. Also, Representative Westland and Representative Bates, who sits on Representative Westland's committee, are also on the Ways and Means Subcommittee for Human Resources. So the Speaker did a pretty good job of making sure that what we do here, substantive, budget, structure, everything is going to be collaborative, so that one group isn't going off in one direction and another group going off in another. I'm not going to take, I think, any more of your time at this point in time. We will start work for earnest Monday morning. Please be on time. I know 8:30 is early for a lot of folks. For me, it's halfway through my morning. So every committee chair will say that their committee is the most important committee in the building, and it's appropriate that they say that. When I look at the major things that this state has to deal with this session, and the governor has articulated that, the Oregon Health Plan and health care is right at the top of his list, and clearly it has to be at the top of the agenda of the legislature. It is my hope and my intention, and I think a realistic intention, that we can do some really positive things to make the system better, to make the Oregon Health Plan sustainable. I'm not sure currently it is. And to make sure that the people of Oregon are getting the type of health care that we should be delivering to them. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Chairman, before we adjourn, I'd just like to introduce the director of our mental health program in Josephine County, Bob Beckett, and his assistant, Kim Burns, are up to talk around to a number of us. And they have just established a wonderful, very model program for the whole state. Mr. Beckett is a magician as far as getting grants and funds from the federal government and every other private source under the sun, and has really put together a wonderful program. But he, like we, are very concerned about the emergency coming to us here on February 1st, March 1st.
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Westland.
Thank you, Representative, for pointing that out. And if from the dais, I could implore Mr. Beckett to find his way to my office sometime at your convenience, H-281. I would love to sit down with you. That's my first comment. My second one is, you know, this 8:30 start time, I know that's halfway through your morning, but if you could move this to, like, 7:30, then I wouldn't have to worry about going to bed.
Okay. Do we need to go into work session here? Or, and you know, one of the things I told all of you in our meetings was that, you know, one of the things I tried to do last session was I tried to communicate on a regular basis with members of my committee. Being the somewhat myopic tunnel vision person that I am, I did a really poor job of that. And so I've put that load on you folks to make sure you stay in contact with me. So that's one responsibility I no longer have. But, you know, due to the nature of the structure of not only the Senate, but the way this committee structure has been put together, things are going to be rather fluid, and there's going to be a lot of, you know, a lot of the stuff Representative Westland's going to be doing is going to impact our work, and a lot of the stuff we do is going to impact his work, and also the work going on in the Senate. So this is going to be fairly fluid at times, and it may seem somewhat unorganized. Trust me, it will be. But you know, I think we're still in the process of developing game plan, folks. But we have some very clear things that need to be worked on, and we will get to them, as well as a myriad of other bills. I think the first three green sheets, we had about 60 for this committee. So we will have plenty of our book of business will be rather extensive. So if there are no other comments, we stand adjourned.